Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk about holsters.
Yeah.
And how important they are.
Thank you. Good segue.
But first, this segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems Tire and Automotive.
Let's talk about tires.
It's important. With the roads the way they are, I mean, you got to have good traction.
I'm so glad I got there with the weather this week, with the cold weather and the good tires I got now. I'm so happy. I passed a couple snow trucks this week that were plowing snow, walked right past them in a two-wheel drive, front-wheel drive truck.
Yeah, don't go too fast, though.
No, huh? No,
but you got the right equipment.
Yeah. I wasn't being stupid. I wasn't playing games. I was just being the smart consumer with good tires on my car because I got them at Diamond Gems. I got exactly what I needed at Diamond Gems. Now, Diamond Gems is on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol Road in Burton. So it's about 3 miles south of 69. So easy place to find, easy place to get to. They've been there since 1977. Great shop, and they do wonderful work. Whether it's getting your car fixed mechanically or getting the best tires at the best price, go to Diamond Gems. 810-743-4210. Again, 810-743-4210. You can find all the information about Diamond Gems right on my website. You can link right to them. And my website is thegss.com. That's thegunsmithshow.com, but it's shortened to thegss.com. So that makes it pretty simple for you. And you can link to all of our sponsors on there. This is the 25th day of the 25th year in this January, pretty darn chilly morning. It's going to be pretty nice today. But we're glad that you're listening to us this morning on US 103. And we're going to start talking about holsters now on the Gunsmith Show. We try to talk practicality, consumer confidence. You want to be confident in what you buy. And with holsters, I'm always looking for the next best thing. And I guess it's kind of silly of me, but I'm seldom very content with the holsters I have. So I look around a lot at holsters and sometimes buy them and other times I buy them when it's 2 years after they've come out on the market and I snatch one up used out of a used bin or something, or grab one used at a gun show or something like that. And every now and then I get the nerve to just go ahead and buy one brand new. Well, I did just a couple weeks ago, and I'm excited about it. I was tired of trying to tuck my Glock 40, not a 40 caliber. It's a 10 millimeter, 6-inch 10 millimeter handgun. Tuck it into a normal Glock holster or like a Phobos or something like that. So I wanted something special, but I wanted what's called a high chest rig. And what a high chest rig does, it puts it right in the middle of your chest. I'm wearing it right now, as a matter of fact. It's comfortable. It's supportive. It doesn't pull your pants down when you're walking through the woods trying to track deer or sneaking out to the blind early in the morning. It's right in the middle of your chest. It's right in front of your breastbone, and the gun is in a safe spot. It's easy to draw. It's a Kydex holster. The brand I bought was a Galco. It's all black. It's got a harness that goes around your rib cage, both sides, and it's got one that goes over your left shoulder. This is a right-handed rig. They do not make this unit yet in a left-handed rig because I asked. They haven't made it yet. So, but I'm comfortable with this thing. And my wife's like, when are you going to take that off? It's like, I'm getting used to wearing it because I want to be comfortable with it. I have a shoulder holster. I do the same thing with for my everyday carry. I keep it on, walk around the house, got it on all day long, and, keeps two extra magazines under my right arm and under my left arm, the handgun's hanging right there, ready to grab. Kind of a Sonny Crockett rig, you know. It's a nightmare. Yeah. It reminds you of Miami Vice, or maybe Starsky. Okay, not Hutch, Starsky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't carry guns like Hutch had. I don't try to conceal Colt Pythons, especially not a pair of them. But I do carry 9mm concealed quite a bit, and I want to be comfortable with what I'm wearing. So my shoulder rig for my everyday carry is actually a Bianchi. It's a really nice setup. About $150 leather holster, but it's worth its weight in gold. I love it. And this Galco I got on right now is It was $125. And I keep seeing all these Facebook ads and internet ads for all these high chest rigs from all these companies that, you know, are, ooh, we're the best, we're the greatest. And Galco's been around for like 50, 60 years making holsters. So I trust them. These other companies, you end up, you order some of these things online and it ends up coming from the Philippines. This is American made. It's $125. It's a done deal. It fits perfect. And, it holds my Glock 40. That's a 10 millimeter Glock, 6-inch long slide with, I've got a Holosun optic on it and the holster's made for it. It fits like a, it just better than a glove. It just fits perfect. And you got to get the one that fits for you. Okay. So, things you need to know before you go holster shopping. You should probably have the gun empty in the car in case the salesman or somebody. I wouldn't recommend ordering them online. Go to a good store. Go to Williams or, you know, one of the gun shops nearest to your home and see what they have. Don't settle for what they have. See what they have. Do a little digging. Find out exactly what's going to fit your gun good. But you got to know your model number. You got to know what kind of sight platform you have. Because if you get a red dot sight on a handgun, it won't fit into the old style holsters. It goes in halfway, and then you got to whip out the Dremel tool and modify your holster, which Kydex holsters are nice. They're hard plastic. You can modify them if you need to, but you shouldn't have to. The holster's probably made that fits your gun. Do you have a light or a laser attached to the bottom of it? You'd be amazed at how many holsters are made for your gun with a light or a laser on it, and it'll be specific to the brand. You know, you might have a Surefire flashlight with a 700 lumen flashlight underneath the barrel of your 9mm, and there's a holster out there that's made for your gun, believe me. So you got to know your barrel length and if you want to have any extra magazines attached or have another holster that carries two magazines that goes on the other side of your body. So you have a strong side, which is where you're going to have your holster. If you're right-handed, it'll be your right side or underneath your left arm. You might be in the center of your back with a holster. Good place to have a gun if you wear the right clothes, or if you're, you know, as long as you're not riding a 10-speed bike all the time, your butt's hanging out. I say just say no to crack. So wear enough clothes to cover it up, but make sure that you got your gun hidden in a proper way so that you're not in any way a visible threat to anybody. If you're carrying concealed, it needs to be concealed. So remember that. Dan's looking at me right now because I got this holster on my chest. I wear a coat over top of this holster when I wear it so that it's covered up and out of the elements. Is your gun suppressor ready? So does it need to have an open end because the threaded barrel sticks out of the end of your gun? So get a holster with an open end so that that can stick out. Very important. So it's okay if your gun to stick out of the holster a little bit, out of the end, the barrel end of the gun, the business end of the gun. If it sticks out a little bit, it's not going to hurt anything. As long as the sight isn't a huge sight, like on a Smith & Wesson handgun or something where the sight's going to grab when you pull it back, it could hook and you wouldn't be able to get it out of the holster. So you got to make sure it's the right holster for your gun. That's what I'm trying to really, really push. So I literally have a large tote, one of those big black boxes with the yellow tops. You see at all the big box stores for sale right now. I have one of those completely full of just right-handed holsters, full. And some of these were my dad's holsters. Some I've picked up at yard sales. I've, you know, oh, that's cool. I can maybe use it for parts. And one of the listeners to the show, Trent, he lives up, I think, in North Branch or further north. He might be all the way. He might live all the way up in Alpena now. I can't remember. But Trent's a regular listener to the show, and he's a leathersmith. He's really, really good at leather. He's done some modifications for me in the past because he was one that impressed me 40 years ago and 35 years ago and said, well, if it ain't right, let's fix it. And, man, he took a holster of mine a couple days later, brought it back, and then modified it and sewed the leather right. It's nice to have those good leather holsters. I still love them and use them. But every now and then you need something a little different, especially with these new modern plastic guns we're carrying now. So you just don't want it to be a waste of time. You want to make sure you get a holster that's practical. And just because it's expensive doesn't mean it's practical. So be careful how you buy your holster. So this new Galco I got, I'm very proud of it. I like it. And there's going to be some good history with it, I think, because I'm going to carry my gun more often now that I've got the right holster to make it comfortable. And I have a problem of hip-mounted guns pull my pants down. It's uncomfortable. You can't say, wait, dear, I got to pull my pants up before I can draw my gun. You know, it's uncomfortable. I'm a big guy, and it's always been a problem of mine. So having the shoulder holster for me works. It might not for you, but think about it. Make sure you pick the right holster. Go to a store. It's got, you know, not seven holsters to choose from, but 700. So when you go into Williams Gun Sight and take a look at the wall there, you'll be shocked. There's probably 1,000 holsters there on the wall to choose from. And chances are they'll have one that fits you. So whether you're shooting a Glock 10mm or a Smith & Wesson J-Frame 38 Special, there's a holster out there that's going to work for you. Whether it's a Kydex, a sticky holster, which just goes in your pocket for those small guns, inside the waistband, shoulder holsters like I use. Hip holsters, I have a couple. Some are inside the pants, some are outside the pants. When I wear them, I always have suspenders on. Keeps my pants up. That way I don't have that problem. I have an ankle holster, but it's really not practical for me anymore because I don't remember the last time I touched my ankles.
Right.
So there again, practicality. Mm-hmm. Okay. Huge, huge important thing. Rear concealment doesn't work good for me. I'm kind of a round figure. And on my back, rear concealment, meaning, you know, carrying it above your butt crack, not in your butt crack, but above your butt crack, mm-hmm. Can be, it's uncomfortable to sit on, for one thing, yeah. when you're sitting in your car. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's real hard to draw from concealment in your car in that situation. But we're going to have a whole show about drawing from your vehicle and drawing from concealment in your vehicle. That's a
have you ever seen someone with a tattoo like small like lower back?
Yeah,
you know
what do they call them? Tramp stamps?
I can't remember. You ever see one with a gun? So it kind of shows you where to put your real rear concealed holster.
No, but I'm due for a new tattoo. So I'll go talk to Ed Strange's wife and see if she can hook me up.
Yeah,
but,
to put the gun
I'd
there.
I'd have to pay extra for somebody to work on that part of my body, though. I'm sure.
I don't think so.
No, but I'm. The hair is just growing back there, you know, from all the surgeries.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyways.
I like that idea.
We're not talking
about
back hair on the gunsmith.
We're going to stop
right
now.
Two old guys talking
about
guns.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
Hey, it's we're coming back with more of the Gunsmith Show.
Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. We're back right after this.